'Twas battered and scarred, and the auctioneer thought it scarcely worth his while to waste much time on the old violin, but he held it up with a smile. "What am I bidding, good folks?" he cried. "Who'll start the bidding for me? $1. $1, now two, only two. $2, and who'll make it three? $3 once, $3 twice, going and almost gone." But no, from the room far back, a gray-haired man came forward and picked up the bow. Then, wiping the dust from the old violin and tightening up all the strings, he played a melody, pure and sweet as the angels sing. The music ceased, and the auctioneer, in a voice that was quiet and low, said, "Now what am I bid for the old violin?" And he held it up with the bow. $1,000? Now who'll make it two? $2,000? Who'll make it three? $3,000 once, $3,000 twice, going and gone," cried he. The people cheered, and some of them cried, "We do not quite understand. What changed its worth?" The auctioneer replied, "Was the touch of the master's hand." So many a man with life out of tune is battered and scarred with sin. He's auctioned cheap to that thoughtless crowd, much like that old violin. A mess of pottage, a glass of wine, a game, and he carries on. He's going once, he's going twice, he's going and almost gone. But the master comes, and the foolish crowd never quite understands the worth of a soul or the change that's wrought by the touch of the master's hand. Shackled by a heavy burden, 'neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me, oh, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made